Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we all know, things in our world today are far from business as usual. The COVID-19 pandemic, protests in the streets, and cries of racial injustice have taken center stage. And that's why Pastor Rick has decided to set aside our regular programming in order to share his heart regarding these extremely critical issues. He'll be taking us through the small but mighty book of James in a series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. In this teaching, Rick gives you the principles you need to live through a pandemic. Please be sure to invite a friend or loved one to listen along with you today as we continue with our series. In a year that's caused millions worldwide to experience fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's never been more important to get God's life-changing word out to as many people as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will allow us to do just that. If you'd like to help this ministry as we reach out to the world with the hope found in Jesus Christ, just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called A Faith That Shows Respect to Everyone.
You know, when people are under stress for a long time, it tends to bring out the worst in us. We can become more irritable. We can become more impatient. We can become more self-centered, protecting ourselves. Also, when people are in a crisis, they often look for scapegoats to blame, and they become more wary and even fearful of people not like themselves. I don't know if you know this or not, but when you're under stress, your natural biases tend to rise. When we're under tension, we tend to be less tolerant of differences. We're more prejudiced toward other people. Now, the Bible calls this self-centered and even sinful bias the sin of partiality. The sin of partiality. Now, today we just call it prejudice or discrimination. Or even bigotry. But it's not surprising that during this COVID-19 pandemic, that racial and cultural tensions have actually increased since people are on edge and stressed out. Last week, I wrote to you and our church family about the tragedy of Ahmaud Arbery's murder. Here's a young black man named Ahmaud Arbery, and he went out for a jog. He's unarmed, and he's brutally gunned down and murdered by a white guy and his son. And then those two men were not even arrested for 2 months until a video surfaced on social media that outraged the world. And none of us want to live in that kind of a culture. I told you in a letter that as believers, we should not just be heartbroken for Ahmaud's family, but we should also be incensed at the injustice and angry at the racism and fearful for the safety of our brothers and sisters of every color, both in our own church family and in the larger body of Christ. So today, as we're looking at principles for living through a pandemic, I want us to consider a faith that shows respect to everybody. A faith that shows respect to everyone. You know, there's a sin that you don't hear people talk about very much today, but it's everywhere. It's very common. And it's what the Bible calls the sin of partiality. The sin of partiality. What is that? Well, I put an outline in your notes, and you might see the definition there. The sin of partiality is showing favoritism and bias towards some people and showing prejudice and bias against other people. Favoritism and bias towards some and prejudice and bias against toward others. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Rick, I'm not prejudiced. I'm certainly not a racist. My church family is Saddleback. I mean, we're probably the most racially diverse church in America. We speak 168 languages in our church family. If you were a bigot, you wouldn't hang around Saddleback very long. one of our values and our name. The A in Saddleback stands for All Nation Congregation. We want our church to look like heaven's going to look. But hang on just a minute. And let me ask you to consider some more subtle ways that you might show partiality. Maybe not racially. Maybe. But let me ask you, are you quick to judge people with hairstyles you consider weird? Or how about people with piercings in different parts of their bodies? Or how about people who are fat or skinny? You just have a little bias toward them, against them? Or they dress differently than you do? What about people who have a different religion than you do? What if they're an immigrant? What about people who are younger than you? Or what about people who are older than you? There are all these subtle biases in our life. What about people who make more money than you? Or about people who make less money than you do? Do you look down on them? This is the sin of partiality. It's a big deal to God. And because it's a big deal to God, it should be to us too. Deuteronomy 10, verse 17 says, God never shows partiality, and he cannot be corrupted. What does that mean? It means God is never unfair. God is never unjust. God is never prejudiced. Because God is that way, the Bible also says in 2 Chronicles 19, chapter 19, verse 7, God does not tolerate injustice, partiality, or corruption. It says God doesn't tolerate it, and we shouldn't either. Why? Because all three are unfair, all three are dishonest, and all three are unloving. They are the opposite of integrity and humility and generosity. And now we come to James chapter 2. We spent 9 weeks in the first chapter. Chapter 2 of James, he confronts the selfishness and the prejudice that arise out of partiality. He hits these issues of bigotry and partiality head on. Let me read you the first 9 verses of James chapter 2. Here's what it says. My brothers and sisters, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, never show partiality. Never show partiality. That's prejudice. Favoritism towards some, prejudice towards others. Then he gives us an illustration. He says this, suppose someone comes to your church meeting wearing expensive clothes and jewelry, and a poor person also comes in wearing shabby, worn-out clothes. If you show special attention to the person wearing fine clothes and say, hey, let me give you the best seat, but you say to the poor person, nah, you can stand at the back or you could sit on the floor, he says, then you have shown discrimination and segregated God's children by your evil judgment. Listen to me, brothers and sisters, James says. God has chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he's promised to those who love him. Yet, you disrespect low-income people. Why? Says, don't you realize that people richer than you take advantage of you? They have money to sue you in court. And they often misuse the noble name of Jesus to whom you belong. He's saying, you know, why are you mistreating people who make less than you when the people who make more than you mistreat you? He says, don't do that. And then he says, remember and always keep the royal law of Scripture, which is love your neighbor as yourself. He says, if you do that, you'll always do the right thing. But anytime you show partiality or prejudice, you sin and you break God's law.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick.
In a year that has caused millions to become more isolated than ever, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it is clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us to continue reaching as many people as possible with Daily Hope for their lives. Your gift today will ensure we are able to keep doing just that. But we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. Please call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to give your gift so that those in need have access to the hope found in Jesus. We'll say thanks by sending you a copy of Rick's 365-day devotional, Open Doors, a year of daily devotions. Remember, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000 till the end of this month. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Anytime you show partiality or prejudice, you sin and you break God's law. Now, that's pretty clear. He's very clear. He gives us a clear example of economic prejudice, you know, favoring the guy who's got money and not favoring the person who has no money. It's pretty clear. But what does God say all through His Word about prejudice? And why does God hate prejudice so much? Well, let me give you four reasons. Number one, the Bible says God hates prejudice because prejudice questions God's creation. It questions God's creation. You know, it was God's idea to create us all different. It was God's idea. He thought up race. Race was His idea. He thought up gender. That was His idea. He thought up making us all different shapes and sizes. How boring would the world be if we all looked alike? You know, my friends know that I collect rocks. And when I walk through creeks, I pick up different colored rocks. And then I bring them home to my house and I make rock borders in my backyard. You know what I've learned? Here's a little tip from Farmer Rick, that the secret to a beautiful rock border or a secret to a beautiful rock wall is to put opposite colors next to each other. Then you get the true beauty. The same is true of people. We're much more interesting when we're around people that are different from us. You see, a prejudiced person, a racist, a bigot, is essentially saying, God, you made a mistake in creating different kinds of people. God, you made a big mistake in creating all these varieties. You should have just made everybody like me. It is a blatant expression of pride and arrogance and conceit and narcissism. It basically says, God, when I reject what God created, I'm saying, God, I know better than you, and I wouldn't have created all those people. I would have made them all like me. Acts 17, 26 says this, from one man, that's Adam, God made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth. And He, God, determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. So God made Italians to be Italian, and He made Middle Easterners to be Middle Easterners, and He made Asians to be Asians, and Africans to be Africans. The fact is, God loves diversity. Have you figured that out? Just look around me at all the diversity that I'm standing in. God could have made it all the same, but He didn't. Anytime I think less of God's creation, including people, I'm forgetting who made me. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4, 7, who says you're better than others? What do you have that was not given to you by God? And if it was all given to you, why do you brag about it as if you didn't receive it as a gift? You see, ultimately, we're all part of the human race. There is no really racial issue here. There's only one race. It's the human race. And that's the one that matters. So prejudice is a rejection of what God has created. Number two, anytime I reject anybody for any reason and I don't treat them with respect, the Bible says prejudice is a sign of ignorance. What it means is it means I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm revealing my foolishness. I don't understand God's plan. I don't understand God's purpose. I don't understand God's people. You know, people are always down on what they're not up on. And when you don't know, you tend to be down on something. 1 John chapter 2, verse 11 says this, "Whoever hates his brother is in darkness and walks around in the darkness, and he does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded him." Anytime I show favoritism or anytime I show prejudice, I'm walking around in blindness and in darkness. On the other hand, the wiser you become, the Bible says, the more unprejudiced you're going to be. James chapter 3, we'll get to that in the next chapter. Verse 17 says this, "True wisdom is from above, is pure, it's peaceful, it's gentle, it's friendly, it's full of compassion, and then get this, it is free from prejudice and hypocrisy." Don't call yourself wise if you think people are less or more than you. We're all the same. Prejudice, free from prejudice, is a mark of wisdom. You see, knowledge shows up on tests, but wisdom shows up in relationships. And when I have a relationship where I treat you less than you deserve to be treated, it just shows I'm a fool. I'm not being wise. Number three, prejudice disobeys the great commandment. It's not only showing my ignorance, okay? It's not only rejecting God's creation, but it disobeys the great commandment. What is the great commandment? Well, I read it a little bit earlier. Jesus summarized all of God's law in one sentence, and Paul repeated it. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, the horses are agreeing with me, the entire law is summed up in this one command. Love your neighbors yourself. He says, but if instead of showing love, you attack, you tear each other apart, he said, watch out, you're going to destroy yourself. We are living in a time right now where there's more division, there's more partisanship, there's more angry words, there's more division in our society than I know in my lifetime. He says, you're just tearing yourself apart. You know, when the Pharisees came to Jesus and they asked the question, they said, okay, you say love your neighbors yourself, the most important command next to loving God with all your heart. He said, well, so then who's my neighbor? And they were asking that question because they didn't want to have to love everybody in the world. They said, okay, love your neighbor yourself. Does that just mean literally my neighbor, or does it mean everybody who exists? And you know, Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan as an answer to who's my neighbor. And the Good Samaritan, if you remember, is about racial reconciliation. Because the hero in that story, the Good Samaritan, is a hated minority. The Jews hated the Samaritans, and the Samaritans hated the Jews. And Jesus tells a story, says, okay, if you want to love your neighbors yourself, here's what you do. You treat everybody with respect. You treat everybody with love. You know, as I read this scripture more and more, I am absolutely convinced that the church, which is the family of God, which is the body of Christ, the church is to be the answer to racism and sexism and economic prejudice and every other kind of prejudice. We're going to talk about that in just a second. There's a fourth reason why the Bible says we should not give in to the sin of partiality, and it's because prejudice is a serious sin. Prejudice is a serious sin. This is not some sin that God winks at. The Bible says it ticks God off. It makes him mad. It says God will not tolerate injustice and prejudice and corruption.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. If you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to listen again. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. At a time when the coronavirus has millions of people worldwide isolated and dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is of paramount importance. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us continue reaching out with the love of God during this unprecedented time in history. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world with a financial gift to Daily Hope. Today, when you give, we'll say thanks for your support by sending you a copy of Pastor Rick's book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. It's a beautifully illustrated 365-day devotional from Pastor Rick that offers daily encouragement from the Bible. Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. And to receive your copy of Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. We'll lose any part of the grant we do not match by the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. And now here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I want to take a minute and tell you how important your support is to Daily Hope. Your generosity, when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping us take the message of Jesus Christ literally all around the world in the many places where there aren't missionaries or churches. These are called unreached tribes. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the refugee crisis around the world. Literally, millions of people have been displaced from their homes, particularly in the Middle East and in North Africa, because of civil wars and violence. One of those places is South Sudan, where over 200,000 people are living in refugee camps. Now, when people are under tension and in transition, they are more open to the gospel than at any other time. These people who are living in refugee camps right now need the hope of Jesus Christ and the gospel. Now, when you help Daily Hope Radio and Daily Hope Broadcast, we're not only broadcasting across America, but in places like South Sudan, where the station airs our program three times a day. And we are told that many, many people are coming to Christ in this war zone as they listen to these Daily Hope broadcasts. So thanks. Thanks to you. Now, let me just read you one testimony that we've received. Here's a note from a woman who's living in a refugee camp there in South Sudan. She said, my name is Joyce, and I'm from the Central Equatorial State in South Sudan. I lost all five of my children and my beloved husband. This is in the civil war that was going on there, as well as our family possessions during the recent fighting in the capital of Juba. She said, I had planned to commit suicide. There's somebody who needs hope. When I listened to Rick Warren's broadcast, the one called When You Feel Like Giving Up, I got inspired and I dropped the idea of taking my life that very night. And I'll continue to pray God to bless this great preacher. And thank you for giving me hope. Joyce, we're happy to do that. And I want to say it's because of the listeners who are giving faithfully every month to Daily Hope. Do you realize that when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping reach people like Joyce? She was going to commit suicide in a refugee camp. Now, isn't God amazing how when you just give what you can give, God takes it and He multiplies it, and we reach out to people that none of us could reach on our own. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for Joyce. And today I want you to pray for all of the people who are in refugee camps and pray that we'll be able to continue to broadcast on these stations, taking the good news of Jesus Christ and hope to people who need it the most desperately. It's your sacrificial giving. It's your prayer support that makes this possible. So thank you for whatever you can do. And God bless you, my friends.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.